Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Thanks again for joining us here from the American Airlines Center, where the Los Angeles Kings defeated the Dallas Stars by a score of 5-2. They never trailed in the game. They scored twice in the first 6 minutes. And it's always much better to be playing with a lead than it is to be fighting from behind. And against a top offensive club, the top offensive club in the NHL, it was a top defensive team that came away able to implement their style of play on the game, as the Kings limit Dallas to about a goal and a quarter below what they normally score on the season, winning this one 5-2. Time now for the three stars of the game, all three from the Kings, as L.A., number three star of the game, goes to Vincent LeCavalier. On the night tonight, LeCavalier, one assist, plus one rating in 12 minutes, 38 seconds of ice time, won 7 of 13 faceoffs. Number two star of the game, Rob Scuderi, had a fine night tonight for the Kings. Two assists, plus three rating, 23 minutes and 54 seconds of ice time. That was eclipsed only by Drew Doughty's 24 minutes and 48 seconds of ice time. Scuderi, three block shots on the night, and also contributed with 2 minutes and 44 seconds of shorthanded time, as Scuderi earned his 99th and 100 assists of his career. And again, it was his first two-assist game since the 2009-2010 season. Number one star of the game from the LA Kings, number 11, Anze Kopitar. One goal, one assist, 2 points, plus two rating in 19 minutes and 33 seconds of ice time. Only took one shot. It was the only shot attempt he had tonight, one block shot as well, and set the tone at the faceoff dot. The Kings won 61% of their draws. Kopitar won 17 of 22. 1-17, lost 5. Also, with that assist, Kopitar now has 432 assists on his career, so he moved past Bernie Nichols into sole possession of fifth place on the LA Kings all-time list. We are going to take a quick break, but before we do, Kings fans, want to remind you, Kings Hockey is brought to you by Honda. Right now, you can get great deals on award-winning Hondas. Stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today to learn more, or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. Looking at the assists on the Honda dealer assist note, the Kings getting two assists from Rob Scuderi, two from Anze Kopitar, and one apiece from Chris Versteeg, Kyle Clifford, Milan Lucic, Nick Shore, Trevor Lewis, Dustin Brown, Vincent LeCavalier, and Jeff Carter. We continue here, Kings fans, going to take a quick break here on Talk Radio 790 KABC, the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Daylight savings gives us an extra hour of daylight. How will I spend it?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a new Audi A5 Cabriolet every Sunday in March.
Number two,
International Tuesdays at Potrero Canyon Buffet.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number one casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Nick Nixon here for our friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. If you're one of them, listen closely. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with newer cars, you can't tell if your car needs a transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right, or a service light is on, there's only one place to go. That's AAMCO. For a limited time, mention LA Kings Radio, and the guys at AAMCO will check your transmission for free. And if your check engine light is on, AAMCO will read and report the trouble codes to you at no cost. That's right. Why pay up to $100 somewhere else? AAMCO can take care of all your car care needs. Over half the cars serviced at AAMCO don't even need a rebuilt transmission. Call the pros at 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. That's AA. MCO, AAMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more.
Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Catch the Kings all season long on 790 KABC, KABC.com, and on the free KABC mobile app.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Time now for the Rusnik Pasadena Audi highlight. The Kings are celebrating a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars from here at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. As we take a look at the goals that were scored here on this evening tonight, the Kings, much as they did against the Chicago Blackhawks last night, getting off to a very quick start, and on the game's first shift, they were able to take that 1-0 lead. Andre Kopitar off the sideboards, far side is Skuderi with a shot, deflected, score! Chris Versteeg on the deflection, 23 seconds in, and the Kings take a 1-0 lead. That was Chris Versteeg buzzing right through the middle of the slot, getting a stick on a Rob Skuderi shot, and deflecting that one past Kari Lettinen. Versteeg's 13th from Skuderi and Kopitar, 23 seconds in. Also, much like the game against the Chicago Blackhawks, Kings able to double their lead not too long after. Meanwhile, centering feed down low, shot, score! Tyler Toffoli, beautiful give and go, and the Kings lead it 2-0. That was one of the prettier goals of the night. We'll get to the prettiest goal of the night, but that one coming from Nick Shore, or I should say from Tyler Toffoli on a give and go with Nick Shore. So that one reads Tyler Toffoli is 26th from Shore at 5:25. Kings led it 2-0 and were in control. Really great pace, really good quick speed at the early part of the game, good energy as they jumped out of that 2-0 lead. And the Dallas, on their first shot of the game, able to get a flukish goal. It deflected past goaltender Jonas Enroth. Goligoski plays it. Goligoski, odd angle shot, score. And there are some bodies in front. That one came from the perimeter of the right circle. Sneaks by Enroth. And looking at this one, there are only some white jerseys out in front. But Dallas now on the scoreboard. 11:13 left in the first. That looks like a good goal there from Alex Goligoski. Good goal in the sense that it counted. Not a good goal in the sense that it just deflected off of Dwight King's skate. And with Enroth moving to his right, popped up over his left shoulder. Tough one there for the goalie to stop. It was just a seeing-eye shot that caught a deflection. Goligoski's fifth unassisted at 8:47. It was a 2-1 game. And Dallas came hard. Had a power play after that. The Kings were able to stifle them on. And then late in the period, one of the prettier goals that we've seen from Andrzej Kopitar this year. Lucic able to go left wing side. Kopitar dances out in front. Beautiful move. Backhand score. Andrzej Kopitar cutting through the low slot. Outweights Kari Lettinen. Makes a beautiful move around the goaltender. Scores up high on the backhand. And it's a 3-1 Kings lead. Kopitar's 22nd from Lucic and Skuderi at 17:40. That was Lucic issuing it to Kopitar after the Kings had gained the zone. Kopitar able to split the defense. And as Lettinen lunged and dove to try and play the puck, Kopitar just outweighted him and from the sharp angle backhanded it past him. That was a beautiful goal as Kopitar able to reestablish that two-goal lead. And that was a very big goal, probably the biggest goal of the night for this Kings team. It came at 17:40 of that first period. Shots on goal in that first period for the Kings 10 and for the Dallas Stars 5. Then early on in the second period, the Kings able to get another insurance goal. Carter was Martinez able to get it now to Clifford, right wing side. Clifford tries a centering feed, shot, save made, score. Did that get in?
Yeah.
That did. That got in. That got past the goaltender Lettinen, and the Kings now have a 4-1 lead. And that was Dustin Brown's 10th from Clifford and Carter at 107. Clifford able to find Brown, streaking towards the front of the net. Good play by Kyle Clifford, too, lowering his shoulder, willing that puck deep into the offensive zone before finding Brown. Brown took that shot, and at getting a piece of it was Lettinen, but it just snuck past him as Dustin Brown able to get his 10th on the season goals in back-to-back games, as we also saw from Tyler Toffoli. So that was the goal that chased goaltender Kari Lettinen from this game, in his 21 minutes and 7 seconds of action, stopped 7 of 11 shots. Enter Antti Niemi. Meanwhile, with a 4-1 lead, Dallas got a power play, and they were able to cash in to make it a two-goal game. Hemsky back to the point. Goligoski, wrist shot, knocked down, loose out in front, shot, save, rebound, score. And Dallas able to get one back on the power play. It's now a 4-2 LA lead. That ultimately went to Cody Eakin, his 14th. It was unassisted at 6:42. Lots of bodies in a very small area there. After a couple of shots had been blocked, Enroth also making a key save. Eakin able just to shuffle that one past Enroth over on that near post. That was a glove side shot by Eakin. Down low, skidding along the ice. Again, his 14th at 6:42. 4-2 game. You know this Dallas Stars team can score. The game wasn't over at that point. The Kings able on a zone entry. Good heads-up play by Vincent LeCavalier, picking off a pass. Able to feed Trevor Lewis, who was able to reestablish that three-goal lead. LeCavalier takes away from Goligoski. Centering feed. Wrist shot. Score! Dustin Brown as he makes it a 5-2 game. Trevor Lewis.
Yep.
Trevor Lewis makes it a 5-2 game. He buries from just on the inside of that right circle. I beg your pardon, Daryl. Yeah, that was Trevor Lewis, all right. His seventh of the year. Vincent LeCavalier with the assist. That goal coming at 14:48. Shots on goal in the second period for Los Angeles, 7 for a two-period total of 17. And for Dallas, 13 for a two-period total of 18. That was all the scoring in that game. In the third period, Kings took 5 shots. The Dallas Stars took 8. L.A. finished with 22 shots, a very economical 5 goals on 22 shots on goal performance. And Dallas, 8 shots for a 3-period total of 26. So Enroth stopped 24 of 26, Lehtinen 7 of 11, and Niemi 10 of 11. We're going to take our final break here on the postgame show. Get ready to head downstairs, board the plane, and return to Los Angeles for some big games coming up this weekend. Games Thursday and Saturday. More about that in just a little bit here. Kings fans on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And the Kings Radio Network brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Daylight savings gives us an extra hour of daylight. How will I spend it?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a new Audi A5 Cabriolet every Sunday in March.
Number 2.
International Tuesdays at Potrero Canyon Buffet.
And the number 1 reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Yahoo ranked Morongo as the number 1 casino in Southern California.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Oh, we told you we're changing things up at McDonald's. You can finally get breakfast all day. Burgers you can customize the way you want. Order for Max?
Thanks.
Enjoy. Not a believer yet, huh? Well, hang tight. We got something else that might surprise you. Breakfast bowls. Boom. They're loaded with egg white, turkey sausage, kale, and spinach. Or try a scrambled egg and chorizo bowl. Each for just $4.39.
Hey, I'll have a breakfast bowl.
Yeah, you will. We're changing things up. So come, see for yourself. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast bowl served during breakfast hours only.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790. KABC.
Welcome back, hockey fans. Wrapping up the broadcast here from the American Airlines Center, where the Kings defeated the Dallas Stars by a score of 5-2 in front of 18,500. And 32 fans with a win. Los Angeles moves to 42-22-5 on the season with 89 points. They are 4 points clear at the moment of the Anaheim Ducks, who are not in action tonight. Both Anaheim and San Jose at the moment a game in hand, though San Jose, we'll get to this in just a bit, playing the Boston Bruins this evening. Dallas, meanwhile, in their 71st game of the season, 41-21-9. They remain at 91 points. You look at the goal differential, the Kings plus 34, that's the best in the Western Conference, and the second best in the National Hockey League behind only the Washington Capitals. Dallas does stay in first place in the Central Division just because they still have three more regulation and overtime wins than the St. Louis Blues, who also have 91 points. But this is a race right now, Kings fans, for the number one overall seed and home ice advantage throughout the Western Conference playoffs. And don't think for a moment that the Anaheim Ducks and or San Jose Sharks won't factor into that one. At this point right now, it looks pretty clear as though the Kings and Ducks are playing the best hockey at this time of the year in the Western Conference. So we'll get to that in a little bit, and those two teams also play what's looking like will be a very important game coming up in April. Keep in mind, the Ducks also go on a road trip throughout all of Canada. They play all the Canadian teams. All the Canadian teams are currently out of the playoffs. So we'll get to that, too, as well. Kings going to need a little bit of help from teams like Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. Winnipeg as well. As we turn our attention now to the out-of-town scoreboard, looking around the NHL, the Boston Bruins looking to give the LA Kings a little bit of help here this evening. They lead the San Jose Sharks 2-1 in the second period. Goals from Louis Erickson, David Krejci for Boston, and Melker Karlsson for San Jose. That one midway through the second period. All other games are final. Penguins 2-1 shootout winners over the New York Islanders. J.F. Berube earned the Islanders a point in that one, made 33 saves, former Kings prospect. But again, Islanders fell in the shootout at Pittsburgh. Big race for that final wild card spot out in the Eastern Conference. The Flyers winning a big game over the Detroit Red Wings 4-3. Got big early goals from Michael Raffel and Wayne Simmonds back in the first period, and they held on. Capitals, 2-1 win in overtime over the Carolina Hurricanes. Game winner from Alex Ovechkin. Elsewhere, Maple Leafs down the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1. Getting three third-period goals as they have a say as well in the Atlantic Division race. As Toronto, last-place Toronto, defeating second-place Tampa Bay, doing a favor for the Boston Bruins. Florida going into Montreal, winning 4-1. Four different goal scorers, Barkov, Bukestad, Trocheck, and Hudler for the Florida Panthers. And elsewhere, the Ottawa Senators, 3-2 overtime win over the Minnesota Wild. Wild gate a point, so they with 75 points are 1 point up on Colorado. Both teams have 70 games played, and that is for the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. Meanwhile, Kings fans want to say a big thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast together, and that goes to Wayman Porter and Steve Palett back at our KABC studios back in Los Angeles. Big thank you as well to Bill Geiger up here, our technician and on-site producer here at the American Airlines Center. Thank you, Bill. Big thank you as well to Daryl Evans, our caller commentator, an excellent analyst of Los Angeles Kings hockey. I want to remind you that we will be back at Staples Center on Thursday evening as the Kings host the second-place New York Rangers, Metropolitan Division New York Rangers. Game time will be 7:30 p.m. We'll have the Pizza Hut pregame show for you at 7 o'clock. Big thank you as well to all the listeners out there back in Los Angeles and points elsewhere. Los Angeles Kings win 5-2. We'll talk to you back in Southern California in a couple of days. Have a great night, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings Hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.